Baba Basra, Daf Pei Beis, Amud Aleph, page 82, side A. But rather, the Pasuk is coming to teach us, Ad shetehei likicha va'avor ke'echad, that the taking it off of the tree, the Betzira, and the bringing it to Yerushalayim needs to be done by one person. V'holeka, and this, v'holeka, this isn't. And therefore, if the owners are the ones that cut it off, and then the shaliach, the agent brings it, or the shaliach cut it off, and then he dies along the way, so then the taking it off the tree and bringing it is not done ke'echad, by one person, and therefore the owners are not able to do the kriya, the reading. So in such a situation, you can bring the safik bikurim, so that the owners should cut him from the tree, and they should give him over to a shaliach. In that way, there's no obligation of reading at all. The Gemara, before on Pei Aleph Amud Beis, took it for granted that the owners are not allowed to read when they bring the Bikurim. And that's why the Gemara asks that the reading should prevent them from bringing the Bikurim altogether. Now, the Gemara was questioning, what is the reason that the owners actually can't read the portion of the Bikurim, even though if it's a doubt? Omele Rav Acha Berei, the Rav Avi, the Rav Ashi, Rav Acha, the son of Rav Avi, said to Rav Ashi, Migdi, Psukininu, let us see their verses, the portion of Bikurim, are verses from the Torah. So if therefore, Likre, let the owners read these verses, even though it's a suffix, just like they can bring the Bikurim on a suffix, so it'll turn out that if it is Bikurim, they fulfill their mitzvah. Amalei. So Rabashi responded because that the owner of the tree cannot read them misafik from a doubt, mishum demerzik yishikra, because it appears as if he's lying while he's reading it. Since he is reading it because he's bringing Bikurim, and it's possible that he doesn't have to, and that these peiris are not, these fruit are not Bikurim at all, since he did not acquire any land with them. And until him, we find in Pasuk, in Perek Kuf Allah, Pasuk Zayin, the Eibishter says, Doivir shkodim lo yikin l'neged eine, one who speaks falsehood should not rest in front of my eyes. So, appearance of shikra is something which is not acceptable, and that's why you can't read. An additional reason the Gemara brings now why you can't read the portion of the Bikurim al Safik. Rav Misharshir Berei de Rav Chiyoma, Rav Misharshir, the son of Chiyah, says, Dilma Osei Lav Ku'inu Mitruma Maisem, that we are afraid, we worry, that another person will see that he's reading on these kind of Bikurim, he's reading the portions, and a person will start to exempt these Bikurim from the obligation of Truma Maiser, just like a certain Bikurim that are certainly Bikurim. And when a person will have such Bikurim, he will think that these are regular Bikurim, like Vade Bikurim, which are exempt from Trumas and Maisers. We learned in our Mishnah, Higdilu Lo Yishape Chulu, and what comes up from the stem, and from the roots, belong to the owner of the field.
What?
So in the Mishnah was explained that one who buys two trees didn't buy any land with them, and therefore the branches that go out from the stem of the tree alone, they belong to the owner of the tree, but those that go out from the roots, they belong to the owner of the property. So what is considered to be the stem, and what is considered to be from the roots? So the Gemara says, Hei chidami min hageza, what is considered going out of the stem, which belongs to the owner of the tree? Ve'ichidam min hasharashim, and what is considered that goes out from the roots, which is owned, which belongs to the owner of the property? Gemara explains over Rabbi Yochanan, kol sheroye pnei hachamol. In other words, any tree that is on top of the ground, that means that it sees the sun. That's called from the stem, meaning the part that doesn't see the sun, which is the part that's underneath the ground, that's from the roots.
So the Gemara asks, "V'leichus dilma maske aria sirtein." If it's true that all the branches that go out from the part that sees the sun belong to the tree owner, the owner owns the tree, although they're close to the ground, so why don't we worry that perhaps a person will buy a tree from his friend, and later on he will raise the earth in the field, and he will cover the beginning of the tree with sand, so the branches of the trees will be seen like three different separate trees. And he'll argue, the buyer will argue, that he bought three trees and the earth that's with them. So we can't say the Chachamim should institute something which can come to a loss for the seller. So the Chachamim should have instituted that the purchaser should cut down these branches that come out of the stem. The Gemara answers, Elo Rav Nachman. But Rav Nachman says that the Mishnah actually intended that Yokas, that the purchaser should cut off these branches, because they belong to him, so that he can cut them off, and not to leave them over there. And also Rav Yochanan says that he should cut them off. Now the Gemara is going to bring down halacha with regards to one who purchases a palm tree from his friend. What's the halacha as far as the branches go that come out from the stem? Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Niki Tidon, we have by tradition from our teachers that one who buys a dekel, a tree, a palm tree, that he does not acquire the land that's next to the tree. Ein legeza, the branches that come out from the stem don't belong to the buyer. This is different than one who buys one tree from his friend that we explained in the Mishnah before, Pe Aleph of Ad Aleph, that the branches that come out from the stem belong to the buyer. What's the reason? So the Gemara says, what's Rav Nachman's reason? So Rav Zvid lememer. So Rav Zvid saw the reason to explain Rav Nachman's halacha is, Ein lo gezel lebal dekel, that the reason why he doesn't have the stem to the owner of the palm tree is ki von de lemech lemashoyrish koyi asuchim meisid achtayim. Since the palm tree is destined to be torn out after it dries out, since the nature that after it dries out it doesn't go ahead and grow again, so therefore he doesn't pay attention, he gives up hope from the branches that go out from the stem, and he doesn't have kavana to gain them for himself, because he thinks that the palm tree will dry out and nothing will come out from the stem. As opposed to the other trees, that if the top dries out, then you can cut them on the bottom, and then they regrow. And therefore, he doesn't give up his mind. So the Papa pushes off the interpretation, the explanation of Zvid. Masking the Papa, so the Papa asked the question on Rav Zvid. But the one who purchases two trees, Mishnah before Pe'alf and Aleph deals about a person who bought from his friend two trees from any kind, and including this is also one who buys the palm trees, the Machparu Meshlesh Kaima, that they are standing to be dug and to tear them out when they dry out, because he did not acquire the land with them. And nevertheless, Vikotoni, it still says, the Eshle Geza, that the owner of the tree gets the stem. So we have to say that he does not take his mind away because of that from what comes out of the stem. So Rav Papa gives another reason for Rav Nachman. Hello Rav Papa, but Rav Papa says, why did Rav Nachman say that Ein Le Gezel Baldekel, that the owner of the tree doesn't get the stem? If you say Ein Moitzi Gezel, because it's not the nature of the stem of the dekel of the palm tree to bring out branches from the stem. It's only on the top of the palm tree, and therefore the purchaser doesn't pay attention to the from the branches. And even if it happens and the stem happened to bring out some branches, they don't belong to him, and therefore we can't ask the question that in our Mishnah is mashma, that in Mishnah comes out that all trees that the go out from the what go by all trees that what comes out of the stem belongs to the owner of the tree, because our Mishnah is talking only about trees which naturally there are branches growing from the stem. According to what we explained, that according to Rav Zvid, even the palm tree is destined to give out branches from the stem, so we can again ask from our Mishnah that says that this is a din by all trees, which is mashma, that even by a palm tree that goes out, what comes out from the stem belongs to the owner of the dekel, which doesn't fit with Rav Nachman. When I answered the Zabin L'chom Mishonim, the Mishnah is dealing that it's a situation where the buyer bought the tree and the seller enslaved the property for 5 years. So that if the tree should die in these years, he should be allowed to plant others in his place. And therefore, he doesn't give up his mind from what goes out of the stem, since in the middle of this time the tree can take out, can bring out branches from the stem, as opposed to if he bought just a palm tree without explaining that since if it dries out after a day or two he won't have branches at all, so then he gives up his mind of them. We learned in the Mishnah, Kono Shloisha Kono Karka. So the Gemara asks Vekamo, how much land did he purchase with them? The Gemara answers, the purchaser bought under the tree, the entire land that's under the main tree and the branches, and also between them the land that is open between the branches of this tree to the branches of the tree that next to him, v'chutzolahen, and also the land which is around them and outside of all the trees.